make barriers, and Judith, she kept her faith in God and told them to wait. I remember how big it was, 3 to 5 inches on the 15th. And she would, and God would deliver Israel, or deliver the enemies into her hand. So they agreed to wait the amount of days that she said. So now she has been in the camp of the enemy up to this point, but she's facing the go back to her people. So let's just read this back. And up to this point, Ophir's that threw a big party for all his staff and his camp. So this is the close of that, and it starts, and it says, when the evening came, his servants quickly departed, and Bago shook the tent from the outside and then dismissed the leaders from the presence of his lord. They all went to bed, being very tired, for the banquet had lasted a long time. And Judith was left in the tent. And Holofernes, it said there in this last chapter, you know, he drank so much wine, he just became senseless. And he was so, he was unconscious. Well, now Judith has instructed her faithful maid to remain outside the bedchamber and wait for her to emerge, just like she did on the other days. For she said she would go out to pray, and she had told Bagos the same thing. Okay, so Judith had planned that every morning, every morning, she left the camp to go down to the brook to take a bath and pray. So she had planned this, that so when she killed her friends, that she could escape without anybody knowing. It just be the normal routine. They were used to it. So she had instructed her maid to wait outside. So when everyone left, no one great or small remained in the tent. Then Judah stood next to the bed and said in her heart, O Lord, God of all strength, look now at this hour on the works of my hands for the glory of Israel. For now is the time to aid your inheritance and to help carry out my plan for the destruction of the enemies who have risen against us. Then she approached the bedpost near the head of Ophir. She took out his sword, which hung there. She then came closer to the bed, and taking hold of the hair of his head, she said, O Lord, God of Israel, at this moment strengthen me. Then she struck his neck twice with all her might and cut off his head. Then she rolled his body off the bed and tore down the canopy from the post. Next she stepped outside and gave the head of Ophir to her maid, who put it into her food bag. Then the two of them together went to pray, as was their custom. Passing through the camp, they went down around the valley and came up the mountain of the Fluvia until they reached its gates. And from a distance, Judith cried out to the guard at the gate and said, Open, open the gate. God, our God, is with us. He yet shows his strength in Israel and his might against our adversaries, just as he has done this day. When the men of the city heard her voice, they ran with haste unto the gate of the city and called the elders of the city together. From the least to the greatest, they quickly gathered, for they considered it incredible that she had come back, and they thrust open the gate and welcomed the wizard. They then built a fire for light, and everyone crowded around them. Then with a loud voice, Judas said to them, Praise God, praise Him, praise God. For he has not taken away his mercy from the house of Israel, but by my hand he has shattered our enemies this very night. Then she took the head out of the bag, displaying it to them, and said, Behold, the head of Holger is commander of the Assyrian army, and this is the canopy under which he lay in drunkenness. The Lord struck him dead by the hand of the Lord. As the Lord lives, who guarded me in the path I have walked, my face deceived him to his demise, yet he committed no sin toward me, either to defile me or shame me. All the people were completely astounded, and they bowed down to worship God, saying with one voice, Blessed are you, our God, who this very day brought the enemies of your people to nothing. Uzziah said to her, You are blessed by the Most High, O God. Blessed by the Most High God, O daughter. Above all other women on the earth, Blessed be the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth, who led you to sever the head of the chief of our adversaries. Your hope in him will never depart from the hearts of men as they call to mind the power of God. May God grant this to you as an everlasting honor and reward you with blessings. For you did not spare your life on account of the humble state of our nation. Rather, you avenged our calamity, walking a straight path in the presence of God. And all people responded, Amen. Amen. So they didn't have much hope for her when she left. They figured she would probably be killed, and then they would just all end up dying anyway because they were going to be destroyed. So when she came back, they were probably pretty surprised. But she did it. I was thinking just a minute ago, I couldn't find something to read. But you remember another story in the Bible where a woman kind of did the same thing?
Last week we're supposed to say something that we could be more merciful about. I could be better at when I mess up somebody else's things, not just try to justify myself, just take it and just remember that I did mess them up.
I can be more merciful to my brothers when they're older so they get their turn first when I do so.
When I think that one of my brothers did something, it's bad. I shouldn't just try to go and find everything out about it and tell them and get them into trouble.
Sometimes when my brothers and sisters rub me the wrong way or do something I don't think is the right way, I tend to kind of tell them how I think it should be done, but I need to be more merciful and just let it go.
When I'm building something or doing something, and then my brother comes up and asks me to help him do something else or something that he's working on, it kind of just upsets me when I'm trying to do something, and then I should be merciful and just help him and just quit what I'm doing and just help him finish what he's doing.
I need to work at being not so protective about my things and let my brothers use them more and not just be thinking about they might break it.
Sometimes when I ask my brothers to do something, they don't do it right away. I tend to get pretty hard on.
Sometimes when I see that my brothers have done something that wasn't right, I think that at least, and I jump to conclusions and try to get them into trouble that they did it, but but I shouldn't do that, especially when I don't know that for sure it was them that did it.
I tend to not get along with my siblings about just anything, really. I just always like to voice my opinion about stuff, but I just need to be older than I am and know more than I do.
I'm pretty good at smarting off, throwing my two cents into things that shouldn't be said. I just need to learn to be quiet more.
I need to work on when I'm having a bad day, just considering other people and thinking out how I should be treating them, even though I'm having a bad day.